gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head high.
There's always gonna be another mountain.
Always
gonna wanna make it move.
Make it move.
Always gonna be an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get it. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
Talking about breaking ground. Who's ready to break ground in your life? Are you ready? Well, God is breaking ground. Breaking ground symbolizes what? Expansion, moving, growing. And we're ready for those things to happen in our lives. 2012 was a great year. Some ups and some downs, but I'm focusing upon 2013, saying, God, I'm ready for what you have. As God was giving me this thing for breaking ground, we had no idea what was going to happen during this series. We didn't realize that the property we've been praying about, that God would just bring it to pass and drop it right in our lap. And we're excited about that in the future of Destiny Church. We're excited because I believe God is raising us up to send out pastors and churches and missionaries. It's an exciting time. Our ministries are growing. I believe God's getting ready to send a revived spirit to our young people, young adults. Get ready. I'm just telling you, church, get ready. I'm telling you right now, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that He's getting ready to send something that even you and I haven't seen yet. There's going to be a revival of teens and young people stepping forth, not only leading our church, but they're going to lead this four-state area with revival and the Spirit of God. How many believe that? I believe that very much. So turn to your neighbor, you better get on board. You're going to be left behind. All right. We believe God's going to do that. We're talking about breaking new ground. Last week we talked about, have you received your rest? And we very much talked in a message that you need to hear. If you missed last week, go online, get that, because we want to make sure you go by the drugstore and get your proper thermometer that you need for next week. Anyway, if you missed that message, get online. You need to hear that message from last week. We're talking about the season of rest that God has caused every one of us. He says there is we shall enter into his rest. In the Old Testament, he told the children of Israel they would not enter into the land of the rest, the promised land, because of their disobedience. That there was always part of the promised land was a promise of a land of rest. And he's not talking about a physical rest. He's talking about a spiritual rest. Remember what he told David. He said, David, declare once again that this day is here and the day is now. That there's a day of rest that God has for his church and for his people. There's a day of rest that Christians can walk in that the world doesn't understand. There's a way that we can walk at rest even when things are busy. There's a way we can be mentally at rest even when the world is anxious. There's a way we can be at rest by walking in his spirit that he's wanting you and I to enter into. Yes, he wants us to rest physically as well. He talks about taking a Sabbath, and we talked very much about last week, you need to take a Sabbath day and rest. It's a principle we believe that if we give honor God by doing what he's asked us to do, by giving him one day of rest and focusing upon him, then what will happen? That he will take the other 6 days and make me more fruitful, more productive. And if you don't believe it, just try it. If you're working 7 days a week, you are anti-productive. You're hurting yourself. But take a day off and say, God, I'm giving this day to you. I'm going to rest and give it because you've asked me to do it, even though my personality is go, 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 go. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You have a hard time resting, but God is wanting you to enter into that season of rest. And so, as you take that one day, we believe God will multiply and cause you to be more fruitful in those other 6 days. Now today I want to talk to you about that he is the God of now. The God of now. So everybody say now. Now is the time. He is the God of now. Let's go get right into our text and we'll get to this today. I got several scriptures I want to read to you. Then we're going to jump right into it. Hit at the very heart of it. The God is the God of now. Exodus 3:13. Moses is being called out. Remember when Moses is being called out of the bush, and God says, Moses, 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 go free my people. Remember, he said, I want you to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go, and I'm sending you out. And this is Moses' response. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they will say to me, what is his name? Now, this is a good question, because what we see happening here is the children of Israel had many gods. They had the God of the sun, the God of the moon, They had God of the river. They had God of the valley. They had God of the desert. They had God of the food. They had God of the crops. They had God of the water. I mean, they had gods for everything. They named the God of everything. And so this is really a reasonable question for Moses to ask, because he's just saying, by the way, God, when I go and tell them that God sent me, they're going to know, want to know, what's your name? Which God? And I love his response. This is God's response to this question. What is his name? And God said this, Moses, I am who I am. He coined this phrase long before Popeye ever thought about saying anything similar. He said, I am who I am. I am who I am. Let's say I am. God said, this is my name. It's I am. I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, what else? I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial to all generations. We know that God says, my name is I am. It's a present tense. Not only did God say it in Exodus, but he also backs it up by Jesus. Jesus says it again in the New Testament in John chapter 8, verse 56 through 59. Jesus said this, and then, Father Abraham, rejoice to see my day. This is what Jesus said. Hey, Father Abraham, remember that God lived thousands of years ago? He rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. And then the Jews said to him, you're not even 50 years old. Exactly, he was about 31 at the time he said this, actually. He's like, you're not even 50 yet. How can Abraham say Abraham saw you? And Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was what? I am. And then they took up stones to throw it at him. But Jesus hid himself, went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. I love this story. A little side note here. I love the story that when Jesus says, I am, they knew the I am. They knew that name. He wasn't just saying, they knew that was referencing to what God has, who God said he was. They knew that was God's name that God said he was. So when he says, I am, they were like, he's saying he's God. Let's get the stones. We're going to stone them. That's what their first thought was. And I love this little side note nugget here. Let me give you this. That Jesus actually becomes invisible and walks right through the crowd when they don't see him. That's what it says that he became invisible and noticed and walked right through him. And let me just say this to you. Do you not think that when the soldiers came to take him to Calvary, if he wanted to, he couldn't become invisible and just walk right through him? No, he willingly gave himself to the cross. Just another proof of it right there, that he willingly gave himself to the cross. He didn't try to become invisible and walk through the midst of the crowd. He knew it was his time. Little side note there. But he says, my name is what? I am. It's present tense. I am. I love this. He says, I'm the God of I am. I am, what does it mean? I am simply means I am the God of everything. I am. So are you the God of the sun? No. I'm the God of the sun. I'm the God of the moon. I'm the God of the stars. I'm God of the river. I'm God of the valley. I'm God of the mountain. I'm God of your crops. I'm God of your life. I'm not the one who was God of this, God of that. I'm the God who created it all. I am. That's what he was saying. I am, present tense. I am the God. I am the God who created it all. I am the God who's in charge of it all. I am the God of creation. I am. I'm not one God that you just happen to put a title onto. He says, but my name is I am, present tense. I am. And Jesus goes on to say it over and over again. We see him saying this in the New Testament, in John's gospel. He says, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the way. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the true vine. I am the God of your fathers. He says, I am. Present tense. I am. Look what it says in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must what? Believe that he what? He is. He who comes in faith must what? Believe that he is. He is. Present tense. He is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We must, listen, we must realize that we're called to realize he is the God of now. He is. And one of the traps that we have as Christians is this, is that we always say, He will. God will provide for me. God will answer my prayer. God will do this. God will. Or we always say, He did. God did do this. God did do that. God, and we talk about the past, and we talk about the future, and we forget that He's the God of right now. Listen, I believe He is the God of the future, and I believe there's nothing wrong with saying God has got my future in control. There's nothing wrong with confessing that and believing that. We believe that 100% here at Destiny Church. But we can't use that for an excuse, and we can't use that for a byproduct of realizing not only is He the God of the future, He's the God of right now. He's a right now time God. He is a present God in your life. If you allow Him to, He will have a present relationship with you right now. If you allow Him to, He'll move in your life right now. He's a right now God. He says, I'm the God of right now. I need God to say, God, I need a healing right now. God, I need a job right now. God, I need help in my marriage right now. God, my family needs help right now. God, I need help right now. Not just that God, He will, but God, I need it now. And you can say that with faith because He says, He is, and I am, meaning He is a present tense God, and He wants to be present in your life right now, right now, right now, and right now. That's the power of our right now God. Hebrews 13:5 says it like this. It says, for He Himself said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't you love that? He says, I'm not going to leave you. Don't worry. I'm not going to forsake you. Why? So we can boldly say this. Notice He says boldly, with confidence, with boldness, we can say the Lord used to be my helper, right? The Lord was my helper. Or we can say with confidence, the Lord shall be, or the Lord will be. No, what's the verbiage we find here? He says, we say with boldness that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. Present tense, He is. He's the present tense God. He's the present tense God. He is God of the right now. He's wanting to be God in your life right now. He's wanting to change your life right now. He's wanting to rock your world right now. He's wanting to do a miracle in your life right now. It's right now. He wants to start focusing upon the now. See, I can't relate to tomorrow or yesterday. I can't relate to them. Yesterday's already gone, and tomorrow's not here yet. I can only relate to today. I can only relate to today. God wants us to focus on the now God. The only thing we're granted is the right now. You realize that? The only thing we're granted is right now. None of us are granted tomorrow, but we're granted right now. He's the right now God. See, I can only pray right now. I can only worship right now. I can only say, I love you right now. I can only forgive right now. It's right now, the time that I can move. Look at this statement. God wants to relate and work in us now. God wants to relate and work in us now. It's right now that He wants to move in your heart. Right now that He wants to have a relationship with you. It's right now. He's the right now God. He's present tense. He is. I am. Right now, for those who are longing to engage Him, He's here. For those who are longing to invite Him in, He's here right now. God doesn't worry about the past, and He already knows the future. So He is only focused on the what? The right now. Pastor Matt, stand up and help me here. Big Mike, get right here, on this side right here. Big Mike is my future. Yeah, boy. You know, all right, here we go. Big Mike's my future right here. Right here. Pastor Matt represents my past. And this is the problem. So many of us, we live chained to our past. We're always focused upon our past. Oh, I did this in my past. I did that in my past. And I got my past right here, and I'm always worried about my past. And I hurt somebody here. I got hurt here. I did this. I made this mistake. And this past is, we're trying to get to our future. We're trying to get there, and we're hanging on to our past. And so we're trying to drag our past there, and we're always struggling with our past. And at the same time, we're trying to reach and get to our future. If I can just get to where God wants me, if I, and we're hanging on to our past, and we're reaching for our future. And what happens when we do this? I'm struggling with my future, and I'm struggling with my past. I'm struggling with my future. I'm struggling with my past. What have I done? I've missed right now. And this is where God's at. Thank you, guys. This is where God's at. God is right here, right now. He says, I'm the right now God. I'm the God of I am. I'm the God of right now. And so if I'm always focused upon my past, or I'm always focused upon the future, I'm missing what God wants to do right now. He's the right now God. He's present tense. So when does God want to change my life? God, you want to change me in the future? I know you do. No, he wants to change you now. God, you got great things in the future. I just know if I can just hang on. No, God got great things now. If I learn to be obedient now, learn to engage him now, learn to invite his presence to my life now, learn to give my life to him now, learn to surrender to him now, I can experience him now. I can experience great things now. It's the now. This is where I meet God, in the now. I don't meet him in the future. I don't meet him in my past. I meet him right here, right now. Because he's already told me my past has been forgiven. He's already told me I have reconciled your sins and your future is in my hands. So what else do I have left to take care of? The right now. Isn't it amazing? That's why Satan tries to get us worried about our past and worried about our future. Isn't that amazing? Satan knows what he's doing. He knows if he can keep you worried about your past, if he can keep you worried about your future, you'll never focus on the right now. Because he knows that he's the God of I am right now. And so God has got something big for you right now. We just got to focus in. God, what do you want for me now? I love that Matthew 18 says that when we come into the kingdom of God, we must come into the kingdom of God like what? Little children. And I love this because last week we touched on this part in rest, the season of rest, that don't you love it that your children, man, don't you love the way your children act? I mean, how many times have you gotten a knock at your door at 3 o'clock in the morning from your 8-year-old son or daughter saying, Dad, I'm just worried. Are we going to have enough money next week to make the house payment? Dad, I'm just wondering, in 2 weeks, are we going to have enough groceries to eat? Am I going to have to skip a meal? Are we going to be okay? Dad, I'm just wondering, in 6 months at Christmas time, are we going to have any gifts to open? They don't do that, do they? That's you and I. We worry about the future. But they don't care. They get up and live day by day. They get up, electricity's on, food in the fridge, it's a good day. What else do you need? I'm free to play Xbox. Let's go, man. They don't worry about it, do they? They don't stress. Why? Because they know mom and dad's got it under control. Jesus said we got to enter the kingdom of God like what? Like a little child. I can't stress out about the future. You know what my kids do? My kids blow it sometimes. Your kids ever blown it? My kids make big mistakes sometimes. Your kids ever make big mistakes? Yeah. You ever had your kid make a mistake when you just wanted to wring their neck? Yeah. I know you do because I've canceled many of you. So don't act like I'm the only one. Okay. I've walked many of you through this. Either raise your hand or I'll call you out. No, I'm just playing. Just playing. I won't do that far. But we all, if you have children, you know what I'm talking about. You've had times where you're so frustrated that they did something they did. And they go to bed at night, and you're laying there still frustrated. And you get up next morning, you're still kind of frustrated. What do your kids do? They get up and act like nothing had ever happened. They don't get up and say, oh, Dad, are you still mad at me? They get up, new day. My parents love me. It's good to be a kid. And boom, they're out the door playing, doing something. Why? Because they're not worried about their past. I've never met an 8-year-old who'd ever worried about their past. I mean, they're worried about today. What's today's adventure? What's today going to hold? What's today going to bring? Jesus said to enter into the kingdom of God is to enter as a little child. God, you've already forgiven me my past. Your word says that you have taken my past and forgiven me as far as the east is from the west. Don't you love that he says that? If he said north and south, I'd have a hard time with that. You know why? Because I know where the North Pole is and I know where the South Pole is. And I can measure it. But God says, you don't know where the east ends and you don't know where the west ends. And so therefore, I'm going to tell you, that's how far I'm separating your sin from me because it's unmeasurable. I take your sins away. No longer to be brought up. And as bad as you and I have it, how many know we don't stay mad at our kids? We forgive them. How much more does God forgive us? He says, your past is forgiven. Your future is secure in my hands. Now let's focus on today. What we're going to do today. Let you and I develop a relationship today. Let you and I grow today. Let you and I move today. God moves in the now. We must understand this. Listen to this. Through grace, my past has been reconciled. Through grace, my past has been reconciled and my future is settled. I can now focus on the now. Let me say it again. Through grace, my past has been reconciled and my future is settled. I can now focus on now. That's the beauty of our relationship of a right now, God. So it's how does Satan keep you and me from living in the now? By causing you and I to hang on to regret. By causing you and I to hang on to condemnation in our own mind. Regret over the past. Condemning ourselves over and over and over again. Man, if I just could have stopped this, if I just wouldn't have done that, and we live in that place and Satan continues to bring it up. Remember a couple weeks ago when I told you that if all Satan does is bring up your past, then you must be doing something right because he's running out of new material. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I remember in the 80s, I loved a certain movie. Besides Top Gun, my favorite movie of all time in the 80s was a movie called Maverick. That's enough over there. Okay. My favorite movie in the 80s was a movie called Back to the Future. How many love Back to the Future? Anybody love? Hello, McFly! Marty McFly, Biff. How about Doc? Oh, great Scott. You know, I love Doc, man. He just is out there crazy. And DeLorean, time machine. I mean, if you're going to have a time machine, why not a DeLorean? I mean, that's great. Awesome. I love it. And I love that movie, how they go back into the future and he tries to correct things that happened in the past so that he can have a better future. Wouldn't it be great to have a time machine? Wouldn't it be great? How many would love to have a time machine? Anybody here would love to have a time machine? So you could go back 25 years and go to yourself and say, McFly, what are you doing, man? Don't do this and don't do that and stop doing this and watch out for this mistake you're going to make. And you could just go back and wring your own neck and warn yourself. But you and I, we don't have a time machine, do we? But I tell you what we do have. It's called the blood of Jesus. And it takes my past and makes it clean. It takes my past and wipes it away and says all things are forgiven. All things are made new. I don't need a time machine. Maybe you need to have one, but I don't need a time machine. I have the blood of Jesus. Forgive me my past. That's what our God has done. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He takes our past and works it out for our good. When I live in the now, he takes my past and he works it out for good now. He takes my past and he works it out for good now. He takes my condemnation that I have and God releases me of it. Some of you here today, you think God's mad at you. Some of you here today think, man, God's mad at me. I've done so many stupid things in my past. God's mad at me. And let me just be here to tell you right now, God is not mad at you. God's not mad at you. He loves you. If he was mad at you, would he send his only son to die on the cross for our sins? No. He did it out of love. He sent his son to the cross out of love. Jesus laid himself on the cross. He could have walked invisible through the crowd. He could have walked invisible through the crowd. But no, he out of love. He's not mad at you. He loves you. He loves you. I love Facebook from the fact that you can always go back and rekindle relationships. How many have had fun going back? Don't tell me I'm the only one who goes back and checks everybody you went to high school with to see what they look like now. Am I the only one who does that? Okay. You know, you're like, ooh. I remember them in high school. And you're going back, looking them over. And you're like, ooh, thank God he did not answer my prayer. Some of you girls right now. Some of you guys need to go back and thank God he didn't answer your prayer back in high school. That girl you thought you couldn't live with. He's the one. He's the one. My life is ruined. You look back now and go, oh, thank you, God. You knew what you were doing. Thank you, God. I had a friend the other day that, old friend from high school, who sent me a request, and this picture came up, and I didn't recognize him. I was like, who is that? The name sounds familiar, but who is that? And I pulled up his profile, and I was looking at it, and I was like, that's him? This guy was voted in the ninth grade the best-looking guy in the school. He had a mullet like you wouldn't believe. He had a nice mullet. He was wavy. He had a mustache in the ninth grade. He was there, man. You know what I'm talking about? He sent me this picture, man. I don't want to name the guy's name because I have a few friends listening back online. So if you're listening to this, please don't tell that person. But anyway, guy's missing his hair. He's got most of his teeth missing. I'm like, man, that guy looks like a mess, a wreck. He lived a hard life. And you know what he does? He's always putting on Facebook things like, man, this weekend we're going back down to the river and we're having a party. Just like high school, we're going down to the river, man. Bring it, man. We're going to have a kegger down here, and we're going to do this and that, and man, it's going to be awesome. And everything's always about high school. He's never moved past high school. His greatest story is about high school. When football season comes around, remember when we won state, man? Remember, he's always about high school, and he's never moved past high school. And it's sad, isn't it? It's sad because he can't live in the now because he's always stuck back in the 80s in high school. All of us have friends like that. We know who they are. You get around them, you know, automatically they go right back to high school. It's sad that they haven't evolved beyond high school. But you know what? Some of us here are some in the same way spiritually. We're stuck back in our past, and we haven't evolved for what God wants to do now. You see, we can't live ourselves for what happened yesterday. We can't live on God's glory yesterday. We can't live on God's glory. We can't live on my mistake. We can't live on that. I got to establish today that God wants me to live today in the now so that I can have full relationship with him. He's the God of now. You see, fear is reality, having a clear picture of reality minus God. But faith is a clear picture of reality plus God. I can face reality. I can face my now. Because I know who God is in my life. Because he's the God of when? Now. Let's bow our heads. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, man, you're talking about the God of now. Some of you here, not only are you stuck in your past, but you're stuck in your sin. Today as I talk, you realize that Jesus Christ is calling you today to a deeper level of commitment. Matter of fact, some of you here, you've never made a decision to follow after Christ. And today is your day to follow after Jesus Christ. To make him Lord of your life, to ask him to come into your heart, to forgive you your sins. If you've never prayed that prayer before, nobody's looking but me, and I will not embarrass you one bit, but I want to give you a chance to respond. If you've never prayed that prayer before, asking Jesus into your life, or maybe you prayed it a long time ago, and say, Pastor, today I want to come back, and I want to renew my commitment for God. I haven't lived for him for a long, long time. And today I want to renew my commitment. If that's you today, can you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, it's me. I want to accept Jesus Christ. Thank you. Anybody else today? Thank you. Raise it higher. I can see it. One more time. If you haven't raised it, thank you. Anybody else? If you haven't raised it yet, raise your hand right now. Right now. Thank you. We're going to say this prayer together, especially those who raised your hands. As Christians, we're going to say it out loud with you. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you all of my life. Everything I am, it belongs to you today. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. And from this day forward, I will live for you. I will serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to Family God. Exciting, exciting. Now listen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you meant it from your heart, I invite you to stop by the information booth here in the very back when you leave. Tell somebody back there they got a free Bible for you, some other information to tell you what you need to do next on your journey. It's only the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning of a new journey. You need to be around people who love you and support you. If you don't have a home church, we'd love to have you here supporting you in your newfound journey with Jesus. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet today. Have me say, Pastor, I'm ready to walk in the now. I mean, I want to walk in the now. I want to let go of my past. I want to quit fretting over the future, and I want to walk in my now. If that's you, I want to invite you to come to the front today. As we close out this 21-day challenge, I invite you to come to join me in the front today. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what God's been doing in our lives. We're going to celebrate that He's the God of now. He's the God of now. Present tense God of now. God will meet me now. God will change me now. God will heal me now. God will restore me now. God will come to me and draw close to me now. Scoot on in, guys. Make room for those coming in and spread out. Get in as close as you can and make room for those coming in, guys. We're going to sing this song. We're going to declare that we're going forward. How many is ready to go forward? In you, Christ, I'm going forward. Amen. Come on, let's sing it, Jay.
Not going back, I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving forward.
As God has made all things new, I believe that God has made some things new in all of our lives over this past 21 days. I believe God is resurrecting things. I believe God is creating new things. And I believe that because God is just God, because God's resurrection power is recreating life in you, and God is calling new things forth in you, then I believe God deserves a shout of praise this morning. I believe that we can say in all of our lives that the enemy has been defeated, that death cannot hold us down. We're going to lift our hands. We're going to lift our voices in victory and let his praise resound. Anybody with me this morning? Yeah. Now, you may want to make some room, because I got a feeling some folks in here, God has done some things that they're going to be jumping around and folks are going to be flailing arms. So if you don't want to get your praise on, you may want to shift back a little bit. But I believe that God is about to do something in here. God is pouring something out in here. Anybody with me, Destiny? Yeah!
Sing it with us. The enemy has been defeated.
The enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud.
Sing it out.
The enemy has been defeated.
Yes.
Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated.
Declare it today.
Death couldn't hold you down.
With the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah. Shout your victory today. Victory over sickness. Victory over.
With the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises sound. The enemy is defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises sound.
Shout out to God. Shout out to God. Yeah, yeah.
Lord.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. With the voice of praise, shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise.
God, we praise you, Lord. Lord, you are the triumphal God. Lord, every time, you never cease to amaze us. And God, we give you shouts of praise. We give you shouts of victory, God. We thank you, God, that you're the God who goes before us. We thank you that you're the God of right now. We thank you are the God of I am, the present tense God, that you long to do something in our lives right now. And God, we say yes to that as we break new ground this year, God. This is the year. Right now is the time. Now is the time, God. You are moving in our life. You're moving in our body. You're moving in our church. You're moving in the church across the 4-state area. And God, we say yes. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. Move us, God. Change us. Revive us, Father, for your glory. And we say together, come on, someone say amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Give God a shout. Turn to somebody, give them a big high five, give them a big hug, and say, man, God is good. God is good. God bless you. You guys have a great week. Go in victory. You are now released from your 21-day challenge. Go have some meat. Amen.